Chapter 12. In the Enemy's Camp. Frankie spent a dull afternoon and evening lying in her room with the curtains closed. The next day, she opened them to let the daylight in, and her hostess came and sat with her. They discovered they knew many of the same people, and by the end of the day, Frankie felt a little guiltily that they had become friends. Mrs. Bassington French seemed a simple woman, very fond of her home, and yet Frankie felt that she was not quite happy. On the third day, Frankie left her room and was introduced to the master of the house. He was a big man, pleasant but a bit distant, and had rather strange eyes, Frankie thought. He seemed to spend a lot of his time working in his study. Tommy, their small boy, was 7 and a healthy, energetic child. Sylvia Bassington French obviously adored him. "It's so nice down here," said Frankie with a sigh. She was lying out on a long chair in the garden. "I don't know whether it's the bang on the head or what, but I'd like to lie here for days and days."
"Well, do," said Sylvia Bassington French. "It's a great pleasure to me to have you here. You're so bright and amusing. It cheers me up."
Frankie felt ashamed of herself.
"I feel we really have become friends," continued the other woman.
Frankie felt still more ashamed. It was a mean thing she was doing. Mean. Her hostess went on.
"It won't be too boring here. Tomorrow, my brother-in-law is coming back. You'll like him, I'm sure. Everyone likes Roger."
"Does he live with you?"
"Sometimes. He never sticks to a job for long. In fact, I don't believe he's ever done any real work in his life. But some people are just like that, especially in old families. And Roger is wonderfully sympathetic. I don't know what I would have done without him this spring when Tommy was ill."
"What was wrong with Tommy?"
"He fell from the swing when the branch Roger had tied its ropes onto broke. Roger was very upset because he felt responsible, and we thought at first Tommy's back was badly hurt, but he's quite all right now."
"He certainly looks it," said Frankie, smiling as she heard him playing noisily in the distance.
"I know, it's such a relief. He's had bad luck in accidents. He was nearly drowned last winter."
"Was he really?" said Frankie thoughtfully.
The feeling of guilt had gone. Accidents. Did Roger Bassington French specialize in accidents, she wondered? She said,
"If you're sure, I'd love to stay a little longer. But won't your husband mind?"
"Henry?" Mrs. Bassington French's face looked sad suddenly. "No, Henry won't mind. Henry never minds anything nowadays."
Henry Bassington French joined them for tea, and Frankie studied him closely. There was certainly something strange about the man. His type was an obvious one: a sociable, sport-loving country gentleman. But such a man ought not to walk about nervously or sit in thoughts so deep that he seemed completely unaware of anyone else's presence, as now, or make bitter and sarcastic replies to anything said to him. Later, at dinner, he joked, laughed, told stories, and was quite brilliant. Too brilliant, Frankie felt. The brilliance was just as unnatural and out of character.
"He has such strange eyes," Frankie thought. "They frighten me a little."
Roger Bassington French arrived on the following afternoon, and they met on the grass where tea was laid.
"This is my brother-in-law," Sylvia said, smiling. "Lady Frances Derwent."
They shook hands.
Frankie saw a tall, slim, very pleasant young man with deep blue eyes. He said,
I've been hearing all about the way you tried to break down the park wall.
I was driving an awful old car, said Frankie. My own needed some repairs, and I bought a cheap one second hand.
Tommy arrived at this moment and threw himself upon his uncle with shouts of joy. Frankie watched them, feeling confused. Surely this charming young man couldn't be a cold-blooded murderer. But then who had pushed Pritchard over the cliff? And there was still the matter of the changed photograph, and who had put the morphia in Bobby's beer? With the thought of morphia, suddenly the explanation came to Frankie of Henry Bassington French's eyes with their tiny pupils. Was Henry Bassington French a drug addict?